energy to get nice things in life. He's like a living testament.
Khalid, Up All Night. A minute after 7 a.m. A very good morning to you. We are going straight into news, and then straight after that, we're going to do Get Up and Go Jam. We're going to check out the winner. Well, let's say the loser this time around, because we're looking for the loser, actually.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
In your full news bulletin at 7 a.m., Eskom is unable to say when load shedding will stop, and UJ's quest for 4IR yields two new research and innovation chairs.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
A very good morning to you for UJFM News on the UJFM Breakfast. I am Gabito Makaba. Eskom has urged South Africans to reduce electricity usage so that it can alleviate some of the pressure on its grid and lessen the need for load shedding. The power utility implemented stage 2 load shedding yesterday to prevent the collapse of its electricity system. Eskom says it was not in a position to predict if and when it would stop the planned rolling blackouts. The parastatal said it understood that South Africans were frustrated because of load shedding, saying rotational blackouts were necessary in order to avoid a national breakdown of its power grid. Eskom spokesperson Dikatso Motai said they were doing everything they could to fix the problem. Protesters who had camped outside the United Nations High Commission for Refugees in Britain